奉主耶稣圣名在这边说话。
Dear friends, relatives, and brothers and sisters.
我们亲爱的朋友、弟兄姐妹。
Welcome you to come to True Jesus Church to attend this afternoon monthly evangelical service.
我们很欢迎大家来到真耶稣教会，参加我们每个月的布道会。
At the beginning of this service, we would like to the choir to present us two hymns to praise the Lord.
在我们开始布道会之前，我们要特别邀请真耶稣教会的诗班来这边为我们献唱两首诗歌。
So through the hymns, we offer up praises sacrificed to the Lord Almighty.
那么在诗歌当中，我们要用声音来赞美，来奉献给神。
Let's all invite the choir to come out.
我们特别请诗班上场。
We thank God and thank you for the choir to present to us these two wonderful hymns.
我们也感谢神，感谢这群年轻的诗班，让带给我们这么美好的诗歌。
Before we share the word of God, we would like to invite brother and sister, friends and relatives to stand up, and we'd like to offer our prayer to our Heavenly Father.
那么在我们开始之前，我们要请各位弟兄姐妹以及朋友一起站立，和我们一同祷告。
低头默祷。
低头默祷。
Let's all rise up and we pray in silence.
大家起立，低头默祷。
Once again, friends and relatives, brother and sister, we welcome you to True Jesus Church to our monthly evangelical service.
我们再一次在这边非常感谢，也欢迎所有的亲朋好友一起在这边和我们参加我们每个月的布道会。
This afternoon, our topic is If Today Death Strikes.
今天下午我们要用假如今日死亡临到作为一个题目和大家来探讨。
Once upon a time, there was an evangelist who was preaching in the hospital.
有这么一次，一个传道人到一个医院去做布道。
The topic of his sermon is very simple.
这个传道人布道的题目非常的简单。
The题目
非常的简单。
Only one word.
只有一个字。
The word is death.
这个字就是死。
Wow, you know, people in the hospital, they don't want to hear this word.
当然，这个题目出现在医院里，大家都不愿意听到。
So when the two old ladies come in, look at the topic.
两个老太太参加这个布道会的时候，看见这个题目。
This topic is an unlucky topic.
他们觉得这个题目是一个不吉利的题目。
They want to put a finger on their ears.
所以他们用双手堵住自己耳朵，就是不想听。
And they even want to go out to leave.
甚至他们不愿意再听了，要离开了。
But at the time, the evangelist said loudly.
但是在那个时候，这个传道人大声地说
：“Don't we understand death is a reality?
我们难道不了解吗？死是一个事实。
Everybody will face it.
每一个人都要面对这个事实。
No matter we are healthy or not, we'll face it.
不论我们健不健康，有一天总对要面对这个事情。
If we don't face it now, we'll face it in future.
今天不面对，改天就要看到。
Why don't you can bring the boldness to hear this message and know what to do?
所以今天为什么要来这边听这个题目，就是因为你要知道死之后要做什么。
Let's turn the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
我们请看传道书
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
传道书的第八章的第八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
传道书的第八章第八节无人有权力掌管生命将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期，这场征战无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。
In this world there are many people who are very very powerful.
今天我们看到世界上有许多有权力能力的人，
including in the past there are many emperors，
就好像我们看到历史里面有很有力的皇帝。
Now we have many president or prime minister。
今天我们看到各个国家都有总统、总理，他们都大有权柄。
Their power can arrange troops, hundreds of thousands, to go anywhere they want in the whole world。
他们的权力甚至能够动用兵权去到全世界做他们想要做的事情。
However, this Bible verse tells us.
但是这一节告诉我们一件事。
No matter who you are,
不论你是什么样的人，
when the time's due,
时间到了时候，
nobody have the power to control his own death.
没有人有这样的权力能够掌管自己的生命。
This is a battle.
这是一场征战。
One day, you'll lose it.
有一天你会输了这场征战。
I don't know whether you pay attention to yesterday's news or today's newspaper.
不知道大家有没有注意到昨天最有名的一个消息，今天的报纸全都出来了。
I think those who are living in Richmond may especially know about this news.
住在 Richmond 的地区，大家都听到了这个很惊人的消息。
Do you know what happened?
大家知道发生什么事了。
Yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午。
There was an aircraft, lightweight aircraft.
有一个轻型的飞机。
Taking off from the airport.
从 机场起飞之后
，not soon after lose control and plumb into one of the high-rise building in Richmond downtown。
起飞之后不久，他就失去控制，最后撞上了在 Richmond 的一个大楼里
，and make a big hole in the building，
使得这个大楼出现了一个很大的洞。
At that time, there was a few residents living in that unit。
那么在这个洞，在这个特别的在这个公寓里面呢，确实有人住着。
And in the impact killed the pilot instantly.
那么这样的冲击力使得这个驾驶员立刻死掉。
But fortunately, the resident inside only sustained serious injury, but not die yet.
但是还好，被撞的这一户人家虽然受伤了，但是没有死。
Can you think about this?
我们想一想这个事情的发生。
Sometimes you think, oh, it's rainy day outside.
有时候我们
don't want to go out.
有时候我们看看外面下雨，所以不想出门。
I don't want to go on the traffic. It's risky.
因为厦门出去开车又下着大雨，实在是有点危险。
I don't want to go back to Taiwan, Hong Kong. I don't like to board an airplane. It's too scary.
或是我不想出门到台湾、香港，因为上了飞机总是有不安全的感觉。
My house is the safest.
我相信在家里面总是最安全吧。
Yes, your house is safest, but when times come, an airplane can plunge into maybe our apartment.
但是我们想一想，今天那个人不就待在家里面最安全的地方，飞机就可以这么样的冲进来。
Do you think the person who is sitting in his apartment watching TV would think next minute is an aircraft coming in to visit me?
当这个人坐在家里面看着电视的时候，他怎么也想不到下一秒钟飞机就这样飞进他的客厅里。
Do you think the pilot will ever think this is my last flight? I will die. I will not see my wife, my children tonight.
开飞机的驾驶员再也没有想过说今天就是我最后一次起飞，我今天晚上也看不到自己的家人了。
Nobody will know.
没有人知道下一分钟要发生什么样的事情。
So this verse tells us nobody has the power to retain life.
所以在这一节里面告诉我们一个很正确的事实，没有一个人可以掌管自己的生命。
Death is a reality.
因为死亡就是一个事实。
However, people have different attitudes toward death.
但是面对这个事实，每一个人有不一样的态度。
The first attitude.
第一种态度。
Most people, they fear, they don't want to think about that.
第一种态度就是很多人不愿意去想，不想这个死的事。
They are afraid to think about that.
因为他们怕提到这个事。
Especially we, Oriental and Chinese people.
特别是中国人最怕提到死这个字。
They don't want to hear the word die or death.
他们不想提到或是有人听或是听到死这个字。
For example.
比如说。
People in Hong Kong or Taiwan.
比如说在香港跟台湾这个地区
If you have an empty house to sell,
如果有空房子要卖
You will not say it's an empty house in Chinese
在广告上绝对看不到说空屋出售
Why? Because in Cantonese, empty house sounds like Wow, terrible, dangerous
因为在广东话里面空屋代表是很不吉利的屋子
So you change it, oh, tell it吉屋啊 ，better lucky house, lucky house to sell。
所以我们今天看到广告上都说吉屋出租，吉屋出售
啊。How about the will, 遗嘱啊？
那我们再看人家说这个遗嘱。
People think making a will is not very lucky things, right? This means you die soon, so you make a will.、
很多人想说做遗嘱是不是我快死了？因为做遗嘱就是死前的一件事情。
And in Hong Kong, the lawyer is very smart.
但是在香港，这个律师呢非常聪明。
They don't tell you to make a will; they call it 平安纸 life of peace.
所以他不管他叫做遗嘱，他叫做平安纸。
Those shop who sell coffin.
那么我们看看卖棺材的店铺。
In Chinese, they call it 长生店 ，shop of longevity。
所以棺材铺呢，在中国人里面管它叫长生店。
People, the dead people, they wear the clothes. In Chinese, they call it 寿衣 ，cloth of longevity。
所以死人穿的衣服管它叫寿衣。换句话就是说，都是取吉祥的名字。
People don't like to hear the word death or die.
原因就是因为人不喜欢听到死这个字或者死的这件事情。
Especially if during Chinese New Year.
特别是过中国年的时候。
If you go to visit a friend, you mention this word die, oh, you're finished.
如果我们去跟人家拜年的时候提到死这个字，那就真的糟糕了。
People don't like you.
因为别人听到了都不喜欢你的。
So people fear to hear about this word.
因此很多人都很怕去想或者提到这个字。
But we have to understand.
但是我们要了解。
Does it mean you fear to think about this and then you will not face it?
不去想它不见得会不看到这件事。
不会遇到呢。
不会遇到这件事。
One day we all face the reality.
有一天我们一定会遇到这个事实
的。If we are born, one day we will die.
因为你一出生就要有一天看到死亡。
We have the beginning, we have the end.
我们一有开始就有结束。
So we should not fall into the trap of devil.
因此我们不能够落在魔鬼的诡计里面。
Because devil don't want people to think about this issue.
因为魔鬼不希望人去想死这个字。
People think I'm always living.
因为他要让人觉得说我总是长生的。
I'm always busy. Next month, next year, next decade still belongs to me.
他总是希望人能够为了自己而忙，忙这世界上所有的事情。
But don't forget.
但是不可以忘记哦。
One tomorrow will not belong to us.
因为有一天，明天，也就明天将不会是属于我们的。
There was an emperor in the ancient China.
有这么一个帝王在古代的中国。
He found a man with special talent, making him laugh.
小丑也就是说，他找一个特别的人呢，能够让他很高兴，很爱笑。
He always makes some funny motion, funny jokes, make the emperor very happy.
他找这个人能够在王的面前能够做很多很有趣的事情，让这个国王呢开心快乐。
So the emperor liked him very much.
因此，这个国王当然很喜欢这个人了。
Give him a title.
所以给他一个名字名称。
The title is the King of Stupidity.
那么。
傻王那种，
也就是把他称为叫傻王。
Because he's always make the king laugh.
因为呢，他常常让这个国王非常的开心。
But one day the king have a terminal disease.
有一天，这个国王生重病了。
The king know that he will die very soon.
这个国王也知道自己活不久了。
He tell the 傻王 the king of stupidity to come.
所以他叫这个傻王，这个让他每天很开心这个人过来。
He tell him.
他告诉他。
Because he don't want to tell him the truth, he's dying tomorrow.
他不想告诉一个人说他明天就要死了。
He tell him, oh, tomorrow I'm going to a very, very far journey.
他告诉这个人说我明天就要出门旅行，而且会去很远的地方。
And the king of stupidity asked him.
那这个傻王就问他了。
Where are you going?
你去哪儿呢？
The emperor said, well, I don't know.
那国王说我也不知道要去哪里。
And the king of stupidity asked him.
这个傻王又问。
How long are you going to be there?
那么你要去多久呢？
Well, I don't know.
国王说：“我也不知道。”
And the king of stupidity asked him.
那么傻王又问：
Are you going to bring any luggage with you? Luggage.
你要带任何行李吗？
The king said, "Well, I don't know too."
国王说：“我也不知道该不该带什么行李了。”
And the king of stupidity think about, "Oh, dear king, you don't know where you're going. You don't know how long you're going there. You don't know what are you bringing."
那么这个傻王说：“国王啊，你也不知道要去哪儿，又不知道去多久，也不知道要不要带行李去。”
And you're telling me you are going to a long journey.
那么你告诉我说明天你就要去远行了。
I think you are more stupid than me.
那么你可能比我还傻哦。
It's true. People have no idea what happened after death.
事实上，许许多多人都不知道死后到底要去哪里。
They just avoid thinking about this.
他们只是怕去想，所以避免去想。
There was an iron worker, 打铁工人。
有这么一个打铁的工人。
We know in the iron factory, the iron, the metal was burning, was at a very high degree.
我们都知道在一些影片我们都看到，如果要烧铁的话，必须要很高的温度才能够烧出一个很好的铁块。
So that iron worker, when he was working, he fell on the burning, very hot iron plate.
所以打铁的工人在这个一个不小心情况之下，他掉入了这个熬铁的这个火炉里。
So half of his body was burnt.
所以他的下半身全部被烧伤。
He's dying.
那么他就要死咯。
His colleague discovered this.
那么他的同伴们发现这件事。
Trying to rescue him and bring the hospital.
那么赶快把他救起来，送他去医院。
But at that time, the injured, the worker who is injured.
那么这个受伤的这个工人。
He said, don't rush me to the hospital.
他说不要再赶去医院了。
Because he knows he's dying, he's so painful.
因为他知道自己痛的就要快死了。
He asked them.
他告诉他的同伴。
Tell me, where am I going after I die?
那么问他的同伴说，你赶紧告诉我最重要一件事，我如果死了要去哪？
Now, if today any other person asks you this question.
如果今天我们周围的人有一个人这么问我们这样的问题。
Just funny, you think he's just making fun. Who knows?
也许你会觉得这个人问了一个很好笑的问题，谁知道死后要去哪里？
But that person when he is dying, he asks about this question.
但是这个受伤的打铁的工人问了一个很严重而且很严肃的一个问题。
Nobody take it as a joke.
没有人认为这是一个玩笑话。
But nobody know how to answer him.
但是很可惜的，周边的人没有人能够回答他到底要去哪里。
And he died.
然后他就这么死了。
So many people are afraid to think about this.
所以话归我们总归来说，很多人很怕提到这个死的事情。
But avoiding it doesn't mean we can escape from it.
但是避免它并不是说我们就可以逃避了。
This one day, one morning will not belong to us.
因为有一天，甚至有一天的早晨，我们也再也看不到那起来的太阳了。
The second attitude.
第二种态度呢？
They will think.I'm so busy today. How can I have time to think about it?
有人会这么想，我这么忙，每天都这么忙碌，我哪有时间去想这事啊？
I better live today life in a meaningful way, then don't think about death.
我不如好好把握今天，把今天活得有意义，明天怎么样，我就不去想它了。
This concept is from China Confucius theory.
这样的观念事实上是从孔子论语里面来的出现的一个观念。
Because in the past, Confucius has a student called 子路。
那么大家都知道孔子有个很有名的学生子路。
This student 子路 asked the teacher.
今天子路问孔子老师这么一个问题。
It seems that you never talk about worshiping God.
他问孔子说，似乎我们从来没有提说怎么样去侍奉鬼神。
Can you tell us about death?
你能不能提一提死是什么事啊
？And Confucius answer.
孔子这么回答。
If you don't know life, how can you know about death?
很有名的一句话就出来，未知生焉知死。
That means you better live today's life meaningfully.
换句话就是说，你今天最好好好活着吧。
If you live a meaningful life, then you don't have to worry about death.
如果你好好活着，有意义的活着，那么你就不用知道死是什么事了。
It seems that it's reasonable.
听起来好像是正确的。
Because Confucius, he himself didn't know.
连孔子自己都不知道死事是什么事。
Because he at that time he never died before.
因为在那个时候他也没有死过。
So of course he cannot talk about that.
当然，孔子身为老师的人没有办法正面回答子路问他这样的问题。
He can only tell him you live today's life very meaningfully.
他只能够以老师的身份告诉说一个学生，今天你好好活着就是了。
However, we have to understand one very important truth.
但是我们今天要了解一个很重要的真理。
Something Confucius didn't know doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
重点是说孔子不知道的事情不见得它就不存在的一个事实。
Even today you live very meaningfully.
今天如果我们每一个人都好好活着，很有意义的活着。
This is our duty.
这是我们的一个责任。
But after all, your life will finish at one particular moment.
但是我们好好的活着这个生命之后，有一天一定会有个结束的时候。
You know the very famous British Prime Minister is called Winston Churchill.
我们大家都知道丘吉尔，英国很有名的宰相。
He's a very great politician.
那么他是一个很有名的政治家，大家都清楚。
He's a very good orator.
那么当然他也是很有名的演说家了。
He's a very great leader during the World War II and standing in the front line to fight against Nazis.
那么在历史上第二次世界大战，他也是首先带领着所有的军队去攻击德国纳粹党。
He was a prime minister of UK for two times.
那么他两次被选举为英国的宰相。
He lived a very meaningful life.
因此我们可以说他的生命跟他的生活都非常的具有意义了。
People respect him.
因为所有的人都尊敬他。
During his 81st birthday,
在他81岁的生日的时候
the people of UK present a very precious, very valuable gift.
在英国的人呢，就给了他这位81岁的丘吉尔一个很好的生日礼物。
And ask him to make a speech.
而且叫他做一个演讲。
And then when he received the gift,
当他收到这个礼物的时候
，he want to say something.
他想说一些话。
But suddenly he said,
突然间他说
，I'm 81 years old.
我已经81岁了。
That's mean.There may not be many days left.
换句话，他的言下之意，我的日子已经不长了。
And suddenly he became very saddened.
突然间人家可以看到他整个情绪改变了。
Hey, usually when you're on a birthday, you're very happy, you don't think about death.
通常一个人如果在生日的时候都非常的开心，从来不会想到说死是什么事。
But when he was thinking about these issues, something became serious.
当他想到他81岁生日的时候，他知道他日子不长的时候，他的态度整个改变。
Even though you live a very meaningful life now,
虽然像丘吉尔这样先生这样的人有这么有意义的生活
，you achieve everything.
也许你完成了所有该完成的事情。
But one day when you are about to leave this world,
但是有一天我们就要离开这个世界。
You feel the nervousness if you don't know where you're going.
如果我们不知道要去哪里的话，当然大家都会紧张了。
In the Bible, tell us there was a very rich man.
在圣经里面告诉我们有一个很有名的财主。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 12.
我们看这段经节，路加福音。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音，福音书，路加福音第十二章。
Verse 16 to 21.
16节到21节，路加福音第十二章16节到21节，12章16节就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。17节，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢？18节又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了， 另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。十九节，然后要对我的灵魂说：灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。二十节，神却对他说：无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？二十一节，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
Here tell us there's a very rich man.
这里告诉我们有这么一个财主了。
He has a lot of money.
他有许多的田产丰富。
He has a lot of resources, lots of land.
那么非常有钱，非常的丰富。
His business thrive.
那么可以看到他说他的生意非常的兴隆。
And his business having a good prospect will continue to develop.
那么他的生意呢会继续的发展，使他更加的有钱。
So he will need another bigger warehouse.
因此他在这边说我要盖另外一个更大的仓房。
So he's a very successful businessman.
从这边看来他是一个很成功的做生意的人。
Use our term to think about this.
那么用我们现在的话来看看。
How many years will take you from nothing to become a very successful business person?
今天我们一个人从完全白手起家到成为一个很成功的企业家大概要多少年？
If you are very lucky,
如果我们幸运的话，
at least take 20 years,
大概要20年吧。
So that means when you reach this status, you're almost 50.
所以换一句话说，如果一个人已经有这样的资财的话，大概差不多50出头岁。
And then now he start to enjoy life.
然后他说他要开始享受。
And then you don't have to worry, you have a lot of money so that you can enjoy retirement.
那么他说这样子我就可以快快乐乐吃喝玩乐，可以好好的退休了。
So it takes a long time for him to reach this prime status, the climax of his life.
因此他花了许许多多的时间让他能够达到今天这么有钱有资产的地步。
However, the reality is,
但是重点来了，
we spend the whole life building up career.
他用了大半生的生活又为了要能够创造更好的生活丰富的以后，
when he about to enjoy life,
当他准备要享乐的时候，
that night God told him,
那么在那一夜神告诉他了，
tonight I want your soul.
今夜我就要你的灵魂。
He was caught totally unexpected.
他当然是完全没想到会有这样的事情发生。
Because he was very rich.
因为他很有钱。
He think the value of his life is built on money.
因为他觉得他自己生命的价值就建立在他所拥有的财富当中。
But if tonight he died,
但是今天如果他死了，
he suddenly become worth nothing.
那么他在这个时候就简直是没有意义了。
What is left?
对他来说什么是剩下的呢？
If today I die, what happened to me?
如果今天我就这样死了，那剩下的是什么？
He caught totally unexpected.
所以他等于是说完全没有期待有这样的事情发生在他这么丰富的生活里。
So today, even though we are very busy,
所以今天就算我们很忙，
But we have to think about this issue.
我们常常要想这个问题。
If we do not know about death, then how can we live a correct life?
今天如果我们不知道死要去哪里，我们怎么说我们要活得有意义呢？
The third idea.
第三种态度。
Some people maintain that life is nothing but enjoyment.
有人认为，生活是没有什么的，只要能够尽情享乐就好。
So this is a very popular idea.
这样的想法，事实上在今天的社会非常的普遍。
Now that was dated originated from in the 60s.
那么这样的观念，事实上从1960年代开始。
In the 60s, there's a subcultural movement in the North America called hippies.
1960年代大家都知道美国非常流行所谓的嬉皮士。
The hippies, they dress very uniquely.
那么嬉皮士大家都知道他们的穿着非常的特殊的。
They have their hairstyle.
那他们有自己的发型。
They have their car, the style they like.
那么他们有自己开车的方式跟开车的这种形态。
The music they like.
他们有自己喜欢的音乐形态。
And they emphasize life must be liberated.
那么他们特别强调一点，生活应该是无拘无束。
I don't want anything to bind my life.
没有任何事情可以绑住我在我的生活里面。
I don't want any moral restriction.
我也不希望任何的道德规范在我的生活当中。
I'm my own boss.
我就是自己的主人了。
I do what I like.
我只要做我喜欢的事。
The goal of my life is to make myself happy.
因此，只要让我自己快乐，这就是我的生活。
That's why the movement involves sexual liberation.
因此这样的生活形态事实上造成了所谓的性开放现象。
And also they use a lot of drugs.
因此他们也特别的这种人也特别的爱吸毒。
So their life is nothing but enjoyment and corruption.
因此在他们生活里面除了尽情享受之外就是这些不道德的行为。
If you ask about them, don't you think about death?
如果你问这样的嬉皮士问他们说你有没有想过死啊，
They'll tell you death is nothing terrible.
他们会回答你说死是没什么好怕的。
Death is only when you are so happy you forget about yourself.
死也就是说当你在最快乐的时候你忘记自己那叫死了。
But is it true?
那么是不是真的这样呢?
Now the hippies, if they are still around, they are reaching almost 60 years old.
那么今天我们看看如果嬉皮士还在的话那么这样的主意已经大概风行了六十几年了。他们现在六十几岁了。
They are old person now.
他们也老了。
You never heard about a person try to enjoy their own life like living this lifestyle when they die they are very joyful. You never heard about this.
那么我们也从没有听过这样的生活方式所谓尽情享受无拘无束的这种生活方式会让一个人死得非常快乐。
On the opposite.
相反的。
Most people, they spend the whole life enjoying, but when they die, they feel the profound emptiness.
相反的许多人都追求每天的生活尽情享乐但他到死的那一刻却非常的空虚的
They feel so afraid.
他们会非常的害怕
So this is not a good concept.
因此这样的生活方式不是一个正确的观念
The fourth concept
第四种态度
Some people say after you die all things cancel, all things finish
那么有人觉得说死后啊其实就是一了百了的事吧
You don't feel anything
因为死后完全没感觉了
Is it true?
是这样子吗
First, nobody has come back tell us this is true
因为没有人可以从死后又告诉我们说死是一了百了的事。
It is only the excuse that people make for themselves.
那么这种观念只不过是让人有一种借口说死是什么样的事情。
Now if life after you die, everything cancel, everything end. If this sense cancel, this concept is correct.
如果所谓的一死百了的这种观念是正确的话
wow, the whole world will be in chaos.
那么整个世界的社会整个社会就会是一阵混乱
Why?
为什么
If you die, everything cancel, everything finish
既然大家都知道死后是一了百了
Then why do you still want to be a good person?
那么在我活的时候为什么要活的是一个正直的人呢
Because if you are an honest person
如果我们是一个诚实的人
Very difficult to prosper
那么很一个诚实的人似乎就很难在他生活上 找到所谓的发展
and they work the whole life
那么他很可能要很辛苦的过一辈子
sometimes being oppressed
那么甚至有时候被人家打压的
die of diseases
那甚至有时候他会因为绝症而死的
被人家压迫
被人家压迫的
or some病 and then look at some people so wicked people
但是看看那些作恶多端的人
wow, they live a long life
这些作恶多端的人甚至活得比这些正直人更好
so ifThe concept that after you die everything finished, if this can concept stand,
如果这种死后一了百了的这种观念是存在的话
then the whole world will be in chaos.
那么这整个社会的整个世界的社会就会一阵的混乱
This proves that this concept is not correct.
因此告诉我们这样的观念是不够正确的
So what is correct?
所以什么是正确的呢
We know in ancient time, in China, there's a person called 曾子啊。
我们都知道在古时候中国古时候有个曾子
啊。He said something very true.
那么他说了一句话非常的有名的
He said, When a bird about to die
他说鸟之将死一只鸟要死的时候
His sounds sorrowful
他其鸣也哀呀就他的叫声呢你都可以听得出非常的悲凉的
When a person about to die
当一个人将要死的时候
Even he's a wicked person
虽然他是一个作恶多端的人
But before he died he'll try to say something good
这么一个坏人将要死的时候他也会说出很感性的善言
Why?
为什么
Because he knows
因为他知道
something is waiting for him
他知道有这样有死的这样事情正在等着他
let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3
我们请看传道书第三章 11节
Ecclesiastes 3:11
传道书的第三章的第十一节
Ecclesiastes 3:11
传道书第三章第十一节神创造万物各按其时成为美好又将永生安置在人世人心里然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透啊
Here tell us when God created human being
在这里告诉我们当神创造人类的时候
He put one concept into our heart
他放了一个很重要的观念在我们的心里
This concept is called eternity
那么这个观念叫做永生
Oh, called 永远哈，小字是永远。
永远。
Eternity. What does it mean? Eternity.
什么叫做永远呢
？Eternity. This concept is not understandable in today's context.
这个永远这个字，事实上在今天所有的文学里面没有办法去很深切的解释什么是叫永远。
Because whatever we see, we touch, we smell, we use cannot last forever.
因为今天在物质的世界里面，我们不论是闻到、看到、吃到东西，都没有办法称得上所谓的永远。
But why people think about eternity?
为什么人类会有这样的想法，想要有永远的事呢？
Because God put this concept into our hearts.
因为神在创造人类的时候，已经将这样的观念放在人的心里面。
After you die, something is waiting for you.
在我们死后，总是有这样某些事情等着我们。
Your body will perish, but your soul will not perish.
当然，我们属肉体的将要不见了，但是这个灵魂会永远存在的。
That's why most people after they pass away.
所以今天许许多多的人在死后
，no matter whether they profess a religion or not.
那么不论他们是不是有任何的宗教的观念
，we know that people will do them a proper funeral.
那么我们都知道，活着的人都会为这样死去的人做所谓的比较正式的告别式
Why?
为什么
？Most of the time, this funeral are religious funeral.
那么通常这样的告别式都是属于宗教性的告别式。
No matter you are Muslim, you are Buddhist, or you are Christian, most funerals are of religion.
那么不管你是基督教或者其他的宗教，我们可以看到这样的告别式都是属于基督教式的告别式。
Why people have funeral?
为什么死人要所谓的举办这种告别式呢
？You never see animal after they die, the companion give them funeral. No, only human being have funeral.
在动物界里面，我们从没有看到任何动物举行所谓的告别式，只有人类我们会看到这样的事情。
Because people know that after the body perishes, something still there.
因为我们大家都有这样的认知，人死后会发生一些事情。
Look at the insects.
我们看看昆虫界。
If the insects die,
如果昆虫死了
，What will happen?
下一步什么？
Other insects come to eat that perished insects.
那么其他的昆虫就会来吃掉已经死掉的尸体。
This is normal.
这是正常的。
That become the nutrition.
那么这变成了一种循环。
But human being.
但是人类呢
？If somebody die.
如果有人死了。
If your relative die.
如果你的亲戚死了。
Do you think, oh, I'm very hungry?
那么我们不会想说我肚子饿了。
No, you never think about this.
我们从来不会有想这样的事情。
Totally, we not think about this.
我们完全不会有这样的观念。
You think, give him a proper burial.
我们会觉得说，我们应该要为他举办一个特别的告别式。
Why? Because you know his soul is still there.
因为我们会知道他的灵魂绝对还存在的。
You have to respect him.
我们必须要能够尊重。
For example, people talk about barbecue chicken, very nice, huh?
那么我们看看，我们今天说烤鸡
，very delicious,
非常好吃的。
But nobody would think barbecue human being is very good.
但是我们从没想到说烤人会很好吃吧
？No, people never think about this.
没有人会想到这样的这样的观念。
Why?
为什么
？Because we all know that the soul.Our spirit still remain after we die.
因为我们都知道，人类的灵魂在死后还是存在的。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
我们请看希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。希伯来书第九章第二十七节，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
This Bible verse tells us the truth.
在这边这个经节告诉我们的一个事实。
You don't have to guess.
我们不用去猜它。
The answer is here.
因为答案已经在这里告诉我们了。
Here tells us.
这里告诉我们。
According to destiny, everybody is destined to die once.
按着定命，人人都有一死。
That's why nobody can escape that physical death.
换句话，在这里告诉我们，没有一个人可以躲掉这肉体的死亡。
However, after physical die, we will face judgment.
但是下一句来了，死后，也就是肉体的死亡之后，有面对审判这件事。
God will judge the soul in front of him.
那么神要在他的面前来审判每一条的灵魂。
Whatever he does, whatever he did when he was on earth.
那么不论他活着时候做了些任何各式各样的事情。
That's why many people have this experience.
所以今天我们会听到有人有这样的一个所谓的经验。
When they are about to die.
这样的体验，也就是说，当他们快要死的时候
，during that particular moment，
那么就在那快要死的那一刻
，suddenly he was just like watching a movie to watch himself from very young to old, whatever things he does, he watched it in a very quick movie。
我们常常会听到有人说，在死刻那个时刻的那个人，他会开始好像看电影一样，从他出生一直到他死所发生过的事情。
He knows he did something wrong.
在这当中，他会发现他已经做出很多事。
That's why people will die. They try to say something good.
因此，我们可以说，我们刚才讲到说，人之将死，其言也善，其实是这个道理。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
我们请看启示录。
Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章。
Verse 14 to 17.
启示录第六章十四节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 14 to 17.
启示录第六章十四节，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。十五节，地上的君王、宰相、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。十六节，向山和岩石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避作宝座者的面目和羊和羔羊的愤怒。”十七节，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
He tell us on the day of judgment what happened.
这里告诉我们在审判日来到了当时会是什么样的情况。
Have you gone to the beach before?
我们都应该有去过海滩吧。
If you go to the beach, sometimes you lift a rock up.
我们去海滩的时候，如果我们把一个海边的大石头拿起来，
You see that all the small insects were just crumbling, running around, trying to escape.
我们会看到把那石头拿起来以后，在那石头底下原来那些小小的昆虫爬虫类会到处乱跑。
Because suddenly they see the light.
因为突然间他们看到有太阳进来了。
And they lose the shelter.
那么他们这个石头这个保护体呢已经移开了。
So they run trying to escape.
因此我们看到这些昆虫就这些爬虫类就很慌张的到处乱跑。
Today is the same.
今天我们可以用这样来形容这段经节。
In this world, many people do wicked things.
今天我们看到世界上许多的人都做不好的事情。
Many people do things which is not according to the word of God.
今天我们看到许多的事情，做事为人都不按照圣经来做。
It seems that nothing happened to them.
表面上看起来好像他们没事。
They live a good life.
他们生活得很好。
They earn good money.
他们赚很多钱。
They enjoy health.
他们甚至很健康的。
They're happy.
很快乐的。
And what they did was not exposed.
但是，他们所做的事情似乎也没有人发现。
But one day.
但今天有一天
During the judgment day,
就在审判日的时候
God will come.
神来了
So just like the rock is lifted up now, they are exposed.
就好像在海边我们搬起那颗大石头一样所有东西都要在太阳光底下曝光
The day of the wrath of God is here.
那么今看到我们看到了神的愤怒的大日来到
Who can escape?
谁能站得住逃跑呢
So this is a very true, very reality.
所以这告诉我们一个很真很事实的事情
Now we talk about those concepts that is wrong.
今天我们说到有一些观念是错误的。
But now we're going to talk about correct concept.
今天在这里我们要提什么是正确的呢
Now, where does death come from?
那么这个死是从何而来的
death come from sin.
罪带来的死亡。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17.
创世纪第二章从十七节看起。
Genesis chapter 2.Verse 16 to 17.
十六节看起，创世纪第二章第十六节，神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。”十七节，只要分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
When God created the world, God did not design death.
当神创造世界的时候，神并没有所谓的创造死在那边等人。
Death.Does not exist in the paradise.
在那个时候，死是完全不存在的。
But death is waiting.
但是，死是在那边等待的。
Death is waiting outside the paradise.
这个死是在天堂天，应该是在这个乐园之外的地方等待。
God tell them.
神告诉他们
，If you disobey me,
如果你不遵从我的命令
，then you die.
那么你就要死。
Sometimes we think, what is death?
今天我们常常会想说，那死是什么事呢
？Death and life is relative.
那么死和生是一个亲戚的关系。
If there's no life, there's no death.
没有生就没死。
You cannot say, "Oh, this stone has died," because this stone never lived before.
我们不可以指个石头说它已经死了，因为这个石头事实上从没生过。
So, something have life.
所以有人是有生命的。
If the life has departed,
如果这个人的生命离开了这个人
，this means there's death.
那么这个人就算死了。
Now, why Adam can live?
那么今天我们看为什么亚当能够活着
Of course, God gave them physical life.
当然神给他们肉体上的生活
But God also gave them spirit.
神也 再一次给他们属灵的生命
But if they disobey God,
但是如果他们不遵守神的命令
God will withdraw his spiritual life.
那么神要抽取他们属灵的生命
Then spiritually, Adam will die.
那么在属灵方面来讲亚当算是死了
But Adam, they still disobey God.
但是在这边我们看到最后亚当还是不遵守神的命令
After he disobeyed God, he still lived a long time.
他不遵守神的命令之后呢他还是活了很久哦
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
我们请看创世纪第五章
Verse 4.
第四节
Genesis 5:4.
五章第四节，创世纪五章第四节，亚当生赛踏之后，又在世800年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁就死了。
Here tell us Adam, even though he disobeyed God, but he still lived 930 years.
在这边我们看到亚当虽然呢不遵守神的命令，但是他共活了930年才死。
But his physical life still perished after 930 years.
那么，但是他的属肉体的生命在930岁之后仍然面临了死亡。
But his spiritual life died long before.
但是在这虽然他930，但是他的属灵生命在之前就已经不见了。
And after he died, he have to face judgment.
那么在他死后，他必须要面临的是审判。
Now, how do you know this judgment?
那么我们怎么知道会有这个审判呢？
In Taiwan, long before, there was a very famous doctor in education.
那么在过去在台湾有这么一个非常有医学观念的博士。
He's a doctor. His name is called 戴神弼啊。
那么这个人叫做戴神弼。
He's a very famous doctor in Tainan.
那么他这个博士呢，在台南是很有名的。
He's atheist. He doesn't believe in God.
这个人是没有神论、无神论的人。
Many people try to preach to him.
很多人都向他传讲神的道理。
But he doesn't listen.
但是他就是不听这个福音。
Other people have no method.
那么其他在他边上的人都没有办法了。
But one day,
有一天
an evangelist told him,
有这么一个布道家、布道传道人告诉他
Okay, you are a doctor, you are a PhD.
那么你是一个博士学位的人。
You study.
那么你很会研究。
Okay, you try to study this subject.
那么你研究看看这个题目。
You study the difference of the dying sin when a person who is a believer of Jesus or not.
你好好观察跟研究这样的一个题目，也就是说，信主跟不信主人，当他在死的时候有什么不一样
？You just study about this topic.
那么你只要专心看看跟研究这样的一个题目就好。
He put this in his heart.
那么他把这件事情放在心里了。
He's a doctor, so he know how to study.
那么他是一个博士，当然他知道怎么样研究
了。So he research.
所以因此他做很多的研究。
He come to a conclusion.
他有这么一个结论了。
Yes, there's a difference.
他说，确实这样的比较之下有不一样哦。
People don't believe in God.
不信主的人
When they die,
当他们死的时候
they feel fear.
他们可以感受到那种惧怕、害怕的心理。
Not only they feel pain, but they feel fear.
不只是死亡要将带来的痛苦，但是他还看到那种人的惧怕。
They don't want to die.
因为他们都怕死。
Sometimes they see the darkness.
有时候他甚至说，有时候看到那些人看到非常黑暗，
黑影。And they try to grab hold.
那么他们想要躲避，想要逃避
，But they still die.
但是这些人还是最后死了。
But if they believe in Jesus,
但相反的，如果但是他看到了这些信主的人
，Yes, even though they have sickness,
虽然他们有病
，Even though they are in great pain,
虽然他们病痛很深
，But when they die,
但是当他们这些人面临死的时候
，They die peacefully.
他们却死得很平安。
That's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
那么在这边，他研究出来结果，也就是当一个人要死的时候呢，这些信主跟不信主人确实有差别的。
Why?
为什么
？Because Christian got the problem solved.
因为基督徒已经知道怎么样解决这死后的问题。
Because problem of death is from sin.
因为这个死是由罪而来的。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们看到圣经里面罗马书第五章。
Romans 5 verse 12.
罗马书第五章的第十二节。罗马书第五章第十二节。十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
He tell us because of sin, death entered the world.
在这边告诉我们，罪因为这样一个一个人进了世界，死也就跟着罪而来。
In this world, all person will die.
因此，所有的众人在这个世界上都要面临死的。
You may say, I never go to murder, I never go to rape, I never steal money. Why you say I'm a sinner?
今天我们会常常说我是一个好人，我从来不偷不抢，为什么你一直说我是个罪人呢？
Yes, if using the law of Canada, criminal law of Canada, we are all innocent, we are all very good citizens.
当然，如果我们用加拿大的法律来看我们自己，我们都是一个很标准的国民。
We never commit this great offense.
因为我们当然没有犯加拿大的法律了。
But the problem is, it's not the crown of Canada judge us after we die.
但是重点是说，并不是加拿大的法律要来审判我们在死后的时候。
After we die, who will judge us?
在我们死了以后，谁要来做这个审判呢？
It's our creator.
当然就是我们的创造
者 Heavenly Father,
我们天父
Our final judge,
我们最后的一个审判官
He will not use the law of mankind,
他不会用人类所创造出来的所谓的法律
He will use his word,
他要用他所讲出来的话
Yes, we may not have steal from others,
是的我们也许没有偷没有抢
But have you ever greedy?
但是我们是不是贪心了呢
Yes, we may not have raped others,We may not have raped others, 没有强暴人。
我们也许没有强暴过人。
However, have our heart ever have lustful thought?
但是在我们的心里面是不是出现过这种情欲的观念呢
？Have we ever lied?
是不是我们说过谎
？And the most important thing is, do we know who is our true father? Do we worship him?
最重要的事情是我们在活的时候，我们真正的是不是认识了真神，并且敬拜他呢
？And deal with the problem of our sin.
那么，因为我们有这种所谓的罪所带来的死亡。
So do we deal with the problem when we are still there?
我们是不是活的时候就能够面对这样的问题，而且把它处理好
？Verse 17.
十七节告诉我们，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因基督耶稣一人在生命中做王吗
？Here tell us, through Jesus Christ, our death, the problem of death can be relieved.
这边告诉我们。要借由耶稣基督使得我们这种罪而死的事情能够被解决
Jesus Christ can be the king of our life
那么基督耶稣要变成我们生命的国王
There was a sister in Taiwan
那么在台湾有这么一个姐妹
His name is called 黄碧珍 I knew her for many years
那么有这么样一个黄姐妹
She loved the Lord Jesus.
认识他很多年了，他非常爱主。
Very good Christian.
他是非常好的一个基督徒。
She worked for God a lot.
那么他也为主工作。
When he was almost 50 years old.
当他在五十岁的时候。
Her health declined.
那么他的身体状况并不是很好了。
She discovered she has stomach cancer.
那么他发现他自己有胃癌了。
Of course, this is a big blow to her.
当然，这个对他来讲是一个很大的打击。
However, later she understand.
但是之后，他渐渐的了解
，This life is short。
他知道他的这个生命是非常短暂的。
One day, sooner or later, we all go back to dust。
有一天，或早或晚，都要归于尘土。
But our soul remains。
但是我们的灵魂却永远存在。
She knows she believes in Jesus。
他知道他自己是个信主的基督徒。
So, she remains strong faith to God。
因此，他在他的生活当中能够有坚强的信仰。
So she discovered she have cancer almost。One and a half years until she passed away.
那么他从他发现自己有胃癌，一直到他结束他的生命，总共是一年半的时间。
Now the miracle is not about that her sickness was healed.
他的见证或者他的奇迹，并不是因为他的胃癌得医治了。
Her diseases, her cancer was not healed.
他的胃癌始终一直到他去世为止。
But the miracle is she was so peaceful during the whole process.
但是他奇迹式的见证是说，在他这一年半当中，他的生活却这么的平安稳妥。
She has hope.
因为他有盼望。
She knows she's going home.
因为他知道他已经要回家了。
One day, the husband asked her.
有一天，她的丈夫这么问她。
My dear,
亲爱的。
I know you're dying. Do you afraid?
那么我知道你已经快要去世了，你会怕吗？
She said, no, I'm not afraid.
他说我不会怕的。
I'm ready.
他说我已经准备好了。
She said, I'm ready.
我已经准备好了。
Why is she ready?
为什么他说我准备好了
？Because she know that life, physical life, one day will perish.
因为他已经很深刻的知道，他所谓的肉体生活有一天一定要过去的。
Her hope is not on the world.
他的希望，他的盼望绝对不在这个世界上。
Her hope is on Jesus.
因为他的希望跟他的盼望就是在真耶稣的身上。
Of course, if she can stay longer, she is happy.
当然，他如果能够活得更久，他会更开心的。
But if she can return to the Heavenly Father,
但是今天他要这么快就要回到天父那里
，she also accept.
他一样的很平安稳妥的。
Before she died,
在他去世之前
，when her husband and son visit her in the hospital.
那么当他的先生跟他的小孩一起到医院看他的时候
，one day she saw.
有一天他看到
，I saw another four person coming in the room.
他说他看到另外四个人进到这个房间来。
They all wear bright clothes.
他们都穿着白色的衣裳。
I know one of them is Jesus.
我知道这四个人里面其中一个就是耶稣。
The other three is angels.
那么另外三个是他旁边的天使。
She was so peaceful when she saw this vision.
那么
他
感到非常的平安。当他看到这个异象的时候，他感到非常的平安。
And his family was comforted.
那么他的家人也同样的得到安慰。
During the funeral.
那么在这个告别式的时候
，People talk about her life，
大家都谈论到这个黄姐妹的生活
，Sing the hymns she likes to enjoy。
那么特别为她唱了一首她特别在生前喜欢的诗歌
And then review the moments of her life.
那么也大家说到她在整个基督徒的生活里面做了多好的见证。
Even though it's unwilling, but people do not have this kind of hopeless. People are still very peaceful.
但虽然在她周边的人都觉得很舍不得，但是却蛮有希望跟平安的。
This is the death of a Christian.
这就是基督徒的死。
But if you look at non-believers,
但是今天我们反观其他人。
If they do not believe God, do not believe in God.
如果他们不信主的话
，do not believe in Jesus.
他们不信主耶稣基督的话
，when their relative die,
当他们的亲戚朋友去世的时候
，what happened?
我们看看什么样的情形发生
？Fear.
我们看到的是惧怕。
They fear the death will come back to hunt them.
我们会看到那种惧死亡怕死的那种惧怕呢，回来找他们。
They fear about other things.
因为当他们看到死人的时候，他们会怕许许多多恐。可怕的事情都会在他们周围发生。
Hopeless，
他们没有希望的。
But Christians have hope。
但是基督徒，反观基督徒呢，每一个都有盼望。
So today we are not talking about this to scare people。
今天我们讲这个话题，并不是要让大家都害怕。
Death is real。
因为死是一个真实的事。
Anytime can happen to any one of us。
任何时候都会发生在任何人的身上。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2。
我们再看经节，希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews 2。
希伯来书的第二章。
2 verse 14 to 15
希伯来书第二章第十四节希伯来书第二章第十四节儿女既同有血肉之体他也照样亲自成了血肉之体特要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼十五节并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人
How do you know believing Jesus is correct?
我们怎么说信主耶稣基督是对的呢
？What is the difference between Jesus and other religious leader in the world？
今天我们怎么样说这个主耶稣基督跟其他的宗教信仰有不同呢
？Jesus overcome death，
因为主耶稣基督已经败坏那掌管死权的。
Yes， he was crucified on the cross。
是的，他被钉死，牺牲在十字架上。
But 3 days later he was resurrected。
但是三天之后他却复活了。
He overcome death，
因为他已经胜过那会败坏死权的人。
He is no more normal person.
他已经不再是一般的人了。
He's God himself.
因为他就是神本身。
So he overcome the power of death, which is devil.
因此他能够败坏那掌死权的，也就是魔鬼。
So verse 15 tells us, and he will release those who are become slaves because of fear of death.
十五节告诉我们说，就是因为这样的原因，所以他能够释放那些因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
Today, people in the world, if they have no hope, no faith, they will fear death.
今天我们看到世界上没有希望很怕死的人就好像一个奴隶一样
However, if we have true hope,
今天我们有真希望
we don't fear,
我们就不怕了
because we are ready.
因为我们随时都是准备好的
so, dear brother and sister,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Now I request you to close your eyes.
我们现在要大家把眼睛闭起来
Just try to close your eyes.
我们把眼睛闭上
Close your eyes deeply.
我们把眼睛深深地闭上
Okay, brother and sister, you can open your eyes.
大家可以把眼睛打开了。
This moment, does it seem long?
那么大家刚才闭眼睛这一刻感觉会不会很长?
It seems long, but it's only 15 seconds.
感觉好像很长,事实上真正的在表上面只有15秒。
This 15 seconds could be very long.
这15秒钟,这15秒钟可以代表是很长的时间。
But can you ever imagine?
但是我们可不可以想象?
If you have no salvation,
如果我们是没有永生神盼望的
After you die
死后呢
What you face is not 15 seconds
死后所要面对的不是只有15秒钟闭眼睛的时候
What you face is eternity
那么将要面对的却是永恒的事情
How long is eternal
那么永远这个道理永恒到底有多长呢
It's terribly long
那么当然是没有办法想象的长了
so, Today we must get ready
所以今天我们为什么说要自己准备好
Don't think you're too busy You have no time to come to church
不要再用忙来做一个借口了
You are not too busy for life
因为呢为了生活我们可以说
为了生命啊
为了生命呢我们不能说再拿忙当成借口了
We must get ready for eternity
我们要随时准备好能够接受永生的盼望
Let's turn, let's sing hymn
我们请唱诗
141
首